There had been a lot of activity in D.C. in the previous weeks, including the digging up of concrete in different locations, and they had cement trucks. Were they sealing up the tunnel systems?
Yep, they certainly were.
Are all
there's
of
been
the
a breach?
Tunnels?
There's been a breach at the Pentagon.
Oh, okay. Oh, because of the aliens at the Pentagon.
We didn't say that. We didn't say that, but it would proclivity include a flow, now, wouldn't it?
Yes. So they did breach the Pentagon. When did that happen? Is that recently?
We can't be talking too much crap. Bob's already on parole. He's going to get fucked off if we keep going.
Okay.
They done cut off. They done cut off Ian and Bob. You know that, don't you?
They did cut off Ian and Bob?
Well, they said you're a scoundrel and you're going to do bad things, and they're trying to do bad things to you. And if you go there, bad things most certainly will happen to you. So, see, y'all got this so funny. Y'all think this so funny. 12 goddamn people listen to this stupid-ass bitch back, broke back, threw me like a dog pump show, and now Google has to shut it down. Now, what kind of damn sense does that make? That makes zero sense. Ain't nobody doing nothing. But they are, you see. They are. That's the rub. So now the tech body's starting to notice the tech body. What about that, though?
Tech body is noticing the tech body.
What about that?
Yeah, they cut Ed's site off yesterday. They called it a deception site. Where you will,
oh,
it's
really?
Very dangerous, and if you enter it, you'll lose your credit cards. And
that. You're
other
that.
Crimes
you're
and
that.
Open L initiated.
You're that.
10,000
You're that. You're that. And then they'll post your picture of your gravestone next to J.R. Bob Dobbs and everything.
Yep.
Well, that's interesting.
But
so
we fixed it. We fixed it.
Oh, you fixed it.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got it. Oh, listen to him brag. Listen to the sumbitch brag. He fixed it. He didn't do shit. He didn't do shit. We, the superfluous, we fixed it. He's got a little mouse in his pocket. Hey, Linda with an R. He's got a little mouse in his pocket.
Well,
We fixed it. Yeah, but he doesn't know what part of it it is, though. That's the trouble. That's the trouble. He doesn't know what part it is.
Has the tunnel system in D.C. been all cleaned up, flooded, and sealed now?
No comment.
No comment. Okay. Is Trump and his administration back in the White House?
Damn, we sure want to comment, but no, that's too close to the cracking, darling.
Okay. Did one?
But you're doing good. Hey, you're doing good. Listen, you're asking all the right questions because we've been start talking about pistachio pudding now. Since you're doing so good, we're gonna change this topic. This flow is fixing to go another road because you're hitting on a lot of cylinders. See, you've been studious, and you have them composition notebooks. That's what changed your life. You know that, don't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have so many of them.
They
it's crazy.
The composition notebook and gin glasses, that's all you need. That's a good one. Okay, so try one more. Let's see what we won't answer now.
Did one of the tunnels go to a home that Obama leased after leaving office?
Yes.
Okay.
Before he bought his home in Fairfax, Virginia? Yes.
Okay.
That's correct.
And did the tunnels go to homes of the elite of D.C., the ESNO, and embassies?
Most of them. It went to the Vice President Blair House and to the Vice President House and to the Executive Mansion and it stretched. It either didn't go to the hay. Didn't go to the hay. Hey, Adam, didn't go there, which is a little odd.
Okay.
What didn't go there, Linda?
The tunnels.
The tunnels were bombed or filled up?
Yeah, they were flooded and sealed up, cleaned up.
These are flooded. Tunnels that were part of the Smithsonian system 100 years ago, Ion?
No, they're well, don't say that, because it doesn't have anything to do with Smithsonian. It's the tunnels that were built when the city was built before Smithsonian. But, yes, it's the same system. It's the same system, but don't confuse it, because that's actually a whole separate step. The mall, what runs up and down the mall, that's good building slots. Why would they do that? Because underneath that is the subway system, which is not really subway. It parallels those lines. So there is a Smithsonian system which is in place, but then there's also the Capitol tunnels, and they also are included in the Smithsonian system, especially the parts that are cut off. You take the Pentagram and pull off the two left flanks. Oh, yeah, Reed Gauche, the left banks. That goes all the way through, not just the Smithsonian system. But you're very clever to bring it up to make us say Reed Gauche again, Bob.
You're welcome.
There were a lot of ambulances at the Capitol on May 7th. What was that about?
They had some people die.
Okay.
They had a little skirmish.
What was the topic, skirmish. Linda?
There were a lot of ambulances at the Capitol on May 7th.
Grits
because
they
had people dying.
Yeah.
Grits and how they slow downhill. Grits and Stinky goes downhill, Bob.
Right. I think we talked about that in my private session.
Say nothing, though.
So but why were there...
I hope that's the part you took out. That's what we hope.
Yeah. Me too. If I didn't, it's too late now.
Why were the POW flags flying in D.C. for 6 to 8 weeks until just recently?
Well,
was that part of the skirmishes that have been happening there?
Yeah.
Okay. And,
You're doing good. Bob, you need to put her on restrictions more often. She's actually smart tonight.
Yep.
Why was one flying over the Postal Museum?
Why not?
Okay, I just wondered if there was a reason in particular that it was at that location.
Try it a different way. We don't want to push you off.
So there was a POW flag flying over the Postal Museum, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Was there a skirmish that happened around there, and that's why there was a flag flying there in particular?
Yeah. Why you mess it up? You just mess up everything. Say it a different way.
I messed it up. Okay, so was there a particular reason why there was a POW flag flying over the Postal Museum?
It must fly. As long as the flag is flying, it has to.
Okay, but why was it put up at that location?
Because of the issue with the Vietnam, the POWs from Vietnam.
Oh, okay.
Southeast Asia.
Okay. All right, and they were removed on I didn't hear that.
They're back.
Oh, they're back. Okay, the Vietnam POWs are back?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting. So why were the flags removed on May 12th?
They're scared.
And they are who you're referring to by there?
The resident Politburo.
Okay.
We miss Casey Kasem, don't you? American Top 40.
So, there seems to be a lot of activity that was happening on May 12th. What was going on? Is that a shift from one administration to another?
A skirmish regarding it.
Okay. And what was the Space Preservation Act of 2001? What was that about?
It's how they were trying to basically make 911 a lie.
Oh, okay. So why was it put in place after 911?
To cover it.
Oh, to cover it. Okay.
Because there's a little issue with Maryland. There's an issue with Maryland and Virginia. Both. You're going to see about that a little later. So once again, you're on point.
Okay.
When did you get your new prescription of I'm so smart I can't tell how smart I am pills?
I don't know. I was just working on a lot of my questions for the last couple of weeks, so doing
That's
a lot of research.
Good. The pent-upness is appropriate but now look here, you can't look at what you see. You gotta look at what you know.
Okay.
Aren't you going to ask about the triple shooting in Washington?
I didn't hear about the triple shooting. Would you explain what happened?
Well, they had a little skirmish, and nobody knew what happened. And then all of a sudden, Wednesday afternoon, oh my God, the 12th, on that street, the 3700 block, if you look up where that is, that would be enlightening. And they started busting caps in their ass. And no arrests have been made. No arrests have been made.
Who was fighting whom?
Don't know, but if you got any information, you need to call 202-727-9099. Or you can text the tip line at 50411. And turn yourself in. Yeah, you're not gonna catch us up in this bullshit because this ain't how we roll.
So, what is at the 9th Street 3700 block?
Look it up. You're smart. Got Google Earth?
Yeah, on a different computer.
Got barbecue. You got barbecue spare ribs. They're good too.
Yeah, I'm trying to work off my laptop because my other computer is in the other room. So the 3700 block in DC.
And then there's another problem at the 4200 block of Southern Avenue, too, also. There's all kind of shit going down. You didn't do much of your work, did you?
What work?
As Bob says, you know, just enough to be dangerous.
Okay,
did you find it, Linda?
Yes. Three men were shot in D.C. Wednesday afternoon at that location. And
what is that location? That's the point. Come on now.
It's not
3700 block of 9th Street.
Northwest.
Mm-hmm. Northwest. But then they say vehicle of interest sought in assault.
Uh-huh. And it's on camera. And they'll give you $10,000 if you turn yourself in. Shit, we turned Bob in for $10,000, Carolyn, wouldn't we?
No.
No!
Well, they're not saying in this article where that was.
That's the reason they gave an address. That's the reason we said look it up on Google Maps and see where that is.
Okay.
You don't need another computer for that. We need to introduce you to the tech body. It might help you.
Yes. I don't think I have. Let's see. Let me look here. Google Maps.
Yawn. It was going so good up to just now.
Well, it would be helpful if you just told me what's there.
Are you trying? Look, it's near Wheeler Road. My name.
Yeah.
That must mean something.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wheeler Road.
Okay,
yep,
so you're trying
to
tell us this is in some specific important location, Ion?
Uh-huh. And then she wanted us to just tell her. Well, let me tell you, sugar britches, we tell you a lot of things, and y'all don't get it. And y'all let it go. Y'all let it go, and you just take it for fucking granted. Well, we're going to stop that bullshit. From now on, you're going to dig it out. If these eggs laid, they're going to come out of your own chicken's butts. They're no longer going to come out of our butts. Because if ifs and buts was candy and nuts, it'd be Christmas every day. That's what Bob said. That's how the chocolate got in the coconut. Oh, wait, or something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's near a green space called Oxon Run. So are
correct.
The tunnels underneath Oxon Run? That would be a good place
yes.
to tunnel.
Yes. Yes, they are, because they can't build over them, and it's not a cemetery. Other than Arlington, Virginia, are there any graves in Washington, D.C. proper?
That I don't know, but you're implying that there aren't.
Apparently.
Not. Right.
Apparently.
So these shootings, were they related to people protecting the tunnel, some sort of tunnel entry point?
Trying to stop it.
A faction was trying to stop the tunnels from being flooded?
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, I'm still looking on it. I'm not finding it on here on the map.
I just typed in Google Maps, or you can type in MapQuest, 9th Street, 3700 block, and a map came up.
Yeah, that's what it just gave me the general area. It didn't give me the specific location.
Well, there's a little X marks the spot, and then right beside that address.
It didn't give me the X marks the spot, is what I'm saying, so let me try it again.
Yeah. Woodrow Wilson is the only president that's buried in Washington, D.C., and he was in the tomb built for George Washington.
Wow. How'd he gain that access?
It says Google Maps can't find it. That's why I'm not getting it.
Oh, my God.
You've been canceled.
Buzz Coaston, tell him don't take his life. At 121 Depot Street does exist. Tell him it does exist. It really does. It really does. It does. Tell him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it won't give me it. That's interesting. So, anyways, is anybody on the chat? Let's see if I can see if anybody on the chat's got it.
Well, I just told you I got it. It's guidable.
Okay.
It's been got. But I got it because it was near Wheeler, so my frequency worked.
Okay. So Oxen Run. So is there anything around Oxen Run in particular?
The tunnel is under there.
Karen's doing.
She says she's saving your butt.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Yeah. Okay.
Is there something in particular about that ion that you wanted to have pointed out?
Yeah, that connects to the places you were asking about that we were very specific that didn't have a tunnel to it.
Okay.
Look where that runs to.
Oh, okay. So, yeah,
it's a lava. A hard time. Honey, it's okay. We got ahead of you. You were ahead of us for about 12 seconds there, but then we got ahead of you. It has to do with Lavole. Bob.
What?
Yeah. Help her so we don't get pissy. Too early in the night for us to get pitched.
Yeah, what are you trying to do, Linda? You're getting nowhere. It's too slow.
Well, I was going to move on, but Ion was making this point about this location where they had the skirmish, and I'm trying to find out what Ion meant by that location in the skirmish. What was the significance
of it? Well, ask if in the skirmish are there pro-Trump factions.
Okay, so was there pro-Trump factions involved in the skirmish, Ion?
Yes, with Edouard, Rene, Lefebvre, de Lavole. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Lavole is the guy who built the city and the Statue of Liberty, different things like that, from France.
Okay.
But you should find out what the battle's about. I asked Ion about that in my private session. I got a few points out, but you could get better stuff. Just stick to what are the factions, why is the city empty, why are they bombing tunnels, who's doing what to who.
Right. So who's involved in the skirmish, Ion?
The night they drove old Dixie down. That's the end
not,
of Dixie.
Not who's involved. It doesn't matter who's involved. What side are they on? Who flooded the tunnels on whose behalf? Is that cleaning out the deep state?
See, you say the last part and fuck up everything, so we can't answer that now. So,
well, Dixie implies the South. Is there a South element?
Yes.
I doesn't like the term deep state,
no.
Linda. So just say, is Trump trying to drain the swamp?
Well, okay, as long as you'll acknowledge there's a shadow state, then we'll take that. But you won't acknowledge there's a shadow state, so why should we embrace a deep state?
Anyways,
All you see is deep state.
Ion calls and talks about drainage. Draining the swamp, Linda. So is draining the swamp part of the tunnel.
Yeah, we're draining the swamp. We're draining the swamp with cement and water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So find out what's going on, Linda. Don't fucking put up with any bullshit.
Right. So, so is it the Trump faction that is draining the swamp?
No comment. No comment.
See, now you're getting somewhere, Linda.
Okay, so,
I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. Yeah, that's right. Y'all ain't
okay,
seen nothing yet. We've said too much, just so you know.
So,
and then everybody's been pissed off. Then everybody's been belly aching. Because they say, well, this hadn't happened, and that hadn't happened, and some of this has happened, and it sort of happened that way, but not quite just the same way. And now everybody's turning around, and they're getting on the little goober snatcher and looking at the little Snapchat, snip-tack, tick-tack, cop, some whatever the fuck it is, and they're seeing all these things where all these evidences are coming that they're now captured. The UFO and another UFO, it went down into the water in the Pacific Ocean trying to line up a date with J.R. Bob Dobbs, but fuck no, we're not gonna They're not gonna beat our damn time, I'll tell you that. May they rest in peace till we get there, cause they're not gonna keep, Bob can swiddle around, he's got his little minions running around trying to work against us. We know what he's doing, but he's not going to get away with this. Oh, hell no. Trying to draw them into his little cascade of prison island. Oh, no.
I get the machine guns all lined up. I'm going to blow them.
Machine guns.
Out of the water. There ain't going to be no dialogue across this universe.
Yeah. There's a flow. It's Machine Gun Kelly. They're going to come to somebody like Mars Attack.
I'm
going to
blow them up, Linda.
Karen's already got the big troller cranked up with the needles to play Slim Whitman.
Yeah, Slim Whitman, Independence Day, or Bad Aliens, whatever that movie was.
Mars Attack.
You're trying to deflect my attention by bombing the Pacific Ocean with water vehicles. Not fooling me. They're sitting outside my house across the street in dark cars with, say, FBI-CIA-DHS-NSA on them, as if now I'm going to be worried.
Spiro Agnew
lives with here.
All right, so has the swamp been drained in D.C. at this point?
No. It is not, but it is thoroughly wet. Wet teddy bears. Get your wet teddy bears. Yep, wet teddy bears right here for you.
So what percentage of the swamp has been
all
drained?
All of it. Hey, been drained or full. All of it.
Hey, Linda.
In our opinion, it's all drained, but you'd say no. But in our opinion, it's clean as a whistle. Ain't nothing left, but there's a flow to it that's got it empty.
Yeah, listen, Linda, you got the Raj Patel saying, we're back, or we're going to be back. I am saying Trump's in charge. Are these skirmishes the past week symbols of Trump being in charge?
Well, that's what I've been getting
Compute.
To.
Computer says yes. He finally asked the question in a format we could answer and him not get fucked up.
Yeah, see? Oh, okay. Linda, that's how you do it, Linda.
So a citizen journalist said that the drapes on the windows of the White House were all open, which was rare this year, and they were pristine, which was also rare. And then Marine One left, and there were like 40 people around it. Then all the window curtains were closed, and the streets were emptied. And then on 5/12, everything... Look, it was open, and the door was open for a while, and there was people around. So it seemed to her like there was a transition from, you know, whoever was...
An evil, evil atmosphere to a party atmosphere.
Exactly. So did...
Is that the sign of Trump taking over the White House, Zion? From the evil Biden?
That's what happened at DB Plaza, the corner of L and Houston Street,
Bob. All right. It was an assassination of Biden, Linda.
Oh, assassination of Biden. Biden was
four, 411 Elm Street. 75202.
But the transition there, see, you got these cop cars. Kelly Marie documenting these photos on its site is moves the cluster of police cars. They go from one part of the city to another, like a hive. That would be responding to skirmishes. Are the police cars on Trump's side, Ion? Are they Trump supporters?
Okay.
So how is this different from what Scott McKay, Charles Ward, and these guys document all the time about the battles in Washington, the murders of politicians and military tribunal? What are you presenting different from their inventory of these hidden skirmishes?
They're going on, but they don't get the whole story. They don't get the bigger picture. They count it as a tiny little knit or a little, like a skip stitched in a crocheted afghan, a skipped stitch. But we give the whole thing, it's all threaded through the whole process. You can unravel it all. They don't unravel it all. They just notice chinks in the armor of the Magneto.
Yeah, and they project that this is all Trump trying to come back to be president, and that's not the aim of
right.
it, to get back to the White
yeah,
House.
Trump, the last thing he wants to be is president of anything.
Right. And he never was president, as is explained tonight in my private session. But the now here's something, Linda. Okay, so we're talking about how the missing factor that Charles Ward and these guys are missing is the alien part of this, right, Ion? The alien drama in the Pentagon.
What does that mean?
Well, that the revelation of the aliens, the contact with me, the resistance of Biden's people to the aliens, they're not happy in the Pentagon anymore. That's part of the skirmishes, or the skirmishes are about what to do with the aliens. Is there any connection or no connection at all?
Oh, yeah, there's a connection. That's from Gary Mack. Gary Mack, you're doing that. You're going that far back. Okay, Bob, that's good. Gary Mack.
Gary Mack, he's either a singer or something else. I remember that name.
No, you don't. No, he's
not
a
Jimmy
curator.
Mack. Gary Mack, I remember him. Let's see. Gary Mack. I even know how to spell it, Linda. Spartacus Educational, born in 1946. He was assassinated a Dallas broadcaster. Assassination with the Kennedy assassination. Assassinated. He died at 68. That Gary Mack, Ion?
Uh-huh.
He was a Kennedy assassination expert. He might have been the guy who set up the store at Dealey Plaza, the Lee Harvey Oswald store.
No, that's Mr. Smith. That's Mr. Smith.
Okay. Yeah, so, okay, Gary Mack. Sixth floor museum. Museum curator, Gary Mack.
Uh-huh.
I was right. Sixth floor museum at Dealey Plaza. Is that the Gary Mack you're talking about?
It is. He wrote a book about and named the Grassy Knoll.
Great. Okay, so that's going too far back. What was I saying, Linda? Check your remote.
He's saying that they never went to Parkland Hospital. That's what they're saying, Bob.
You're talking about Biden being assassinated.
What, Linda?
You were talking about Biden being assassinated.
Yes, and then Ian took me literally when I said turn left at Greenland, head over to the JFK assassination. That was a bad turn.
No,
let's get back to the aliens.
No. We didn't say he killed. We didn't say Biden was assassinated. We said the one in charge of Washington now was assassinated.
Ah! Mr. Obama's double, or clone, or Michelle, or...
Oh, God. He's going to make us do one Ibble Bibble, with no ibble-dibble.
Victor Duell. We just have to check with Polly. Amazing Polly will have the names on her chart.
So, who was it that was assassinated? Who was in charge of D.C.? Was it Hillary or Obama?
Al Haig.
Was it Al Haig, Ian?
Let's see.
He died in 2010. Sorry.
Yeah, can't be.
Maybe his son. Or Fritz Kramer. What about Sven Kramer? S-V-E-N. Fritz Kramer's son.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. If it were.
It's a tough one there. You see, Linda can go back to some, librarian at the Smithsonian. Always a Freemason. Always the main guy in charge of Washington.
Okay, so there was someone that was assassinated who's in charge of D.C. Can you give the name?
Okay, slow down. We're trying to keep you alive. Okay, slow down. What does Biden say? Well, you don't watch him, but if you were to watch Biden, what do you say every time he gets asked a question?
I'll get back to that.
But she has to circle back on it. She's got to roundabout it. Got to go roundabout it. No, what Biden says is, I'm in trouble. I'm not supposed to be answering these questions. Told me, stop answering the goddamn questions. But I love your questions. But I get in trouble every time I ask to answer them questions. That's what he says. Listen to what he's actually saying.
Yeah. Well,
and then look at those rooms. Go to the White House and look at the pictures they show of him in the White House. Rooms that have never been. Apparently Trump has completely revamped the entire White House. Because now they got him standing in front of a fireplace with a window as you're looking at it, to the right, and a wall to the left. There's not one fireplace in the entire White House that is not flanked on equal sides. Even the corner one where the fireplace is in the corner and it's got two glass doors. Even that's got a cover. There is no off-sidedness of anything. It's a very, 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 very symmetrical expression of federal architecture.
Right. So let's go back to this breach of the Pentagon. So I know that they wanted to leave the Pentagon, from what you said, that they wanted to leave the Pentagon, but they recently did breach it and they left?
They would not even let, you know when they have the POW and veterans of foreign wars, they have their thing. They wouldn't even let him use the Pentagon driveway, the parking lot. It's the largest driveway in that area. They wouldn't even let him use that space because it's not stable.
Wouldn't let
Trump or me? Wouldn't let the veterans. Yeah.
Their thousand motorcycle thing. That's where they always park. They've done it for 1,000 years, but they won't let them now. They said, fuck me, no, can't do it. They think it's some Democrat thing, and it's not Democrat thing. It's not stable.
So, Ian, the Civil War that you kind of project started when Trump made that executive order investigating elections or something back in November 2018. That was the first shot across the bow. There's been a Civil War. Now we're seeing it in the parking lots of Washington.
Yeah.
Now it's part of the Civil War.
They fired the lieutenant commander of the Space Force too for shooting his mouth off.
Uh-oh.
That's another thing.
Did he mention me? What did he say?
No comment.
But the comment. The shock that's coming is people realizing the level of the warfare going on, at least among the bureaucrats.
It's going to be over. It's going to be over before they realize
it happens
over, and they won't notice that it's already done.
Yeah. So that's what you're working on there, Linda.
So where are the aliens now? Are they confined to the parking lot area, or are they somewhere...
Yeah, they're kind of homeless. They try to get Bob's phone number.
They're looking for Bob on Instagram.
They heard I was on there.
Yeah, they check the grinder. They check grinder, and that's the kind of expired. You don't do that anymore.
They check granny porn. No luck there.
So instead of where's Waldo, it's where's Bob.
Yeah, where's Bobbo?
So the aliens are not inside the center of the Pentagon like they were before. They're outside the Pentagon. Is that right, Ian?
That is reservedly correct.
Yeah, they're not that out of control, Linda.
Okay. All right, but they're not confined to...
Well, have you sharpened your mace, Bob? Have you sharpened your mace?
No, I do not have one.
Yes, you do. Karen, make sure the mace is sharp. Make sure the mace is sharpened.
It's
Bob,
that axe, right? A medieval axe is what you mean by a mace?
With the ball, and then the ball and the spike. But the spike,
yeah.
Spike on the balls. You know what Stevie likes to use on you, Bob, when you whoop that ass a little bit.
Who? Stevie?
Sydney Howe.
Sydney. The spike
your
protein, medieval version.
Your dominatrix. And Carolyn's jealous. She's got leather pants now.
Okay, Linda, we're getting somewhere. So the scenario is there's a pretty bad war going on among the different, swamp, factions in the swamp.
Bob, you got your coordinates all wrong. It goes from Ziglag to Zion.
Ziglag to Zion, that's me. Meanwhile...
So did any of these skirmishes have to do with aliens, Ion, that were in D.C.?
Yes.
Oh.
That's why they can't talk about it. That's why they can bust a cap in the ass of every Negro up there and nobody notices. Or this happens and then they can't find them. And they were in a car. Everything is surveilled. They can get the expression of your last bowel movement after you do something. They got it recorded. And 99 ways to Sunday. 8 minutes and 22 seconds before you get your neck off my knee. Everything's recorded. But then some things, well, we don't know. We can't find it. It was a block. It didn't work out. Don't know where. He was a very tall man. No, he was a really short white man. No, he was a very tall black man. No, he was a little short white man with a large penis. We saw his penis clear, but that's all we saw. We didn't know nothing about it. And the penis was attached to his, below his navel. So this is a good sign. We're doing good there. Okay, so, and then the next conversation is all about the strata of penis construction and conception and how it applies to the present renal cast zeitgeist. Get that renal cast zeitgeist.
So the skirmishes with the aliens in D.C., are they the same aliens, same group of aliens as the ones in the Pentagon?
No.
Okay, so that's, is there a different type of aliens?
Yeah, see, with the crack in, well now we're going to talk shit. Bob, this is your damn fault. If there's fallout from it, you're going to take every bit of it. You the one who does nothing, you did this. You did this.
I did this.
Now, since since there is a breach, and the camera stand is witness to it, too, so don't think you're going to get by with this, just so you know. All right, since there's a breach in, quote, the draconian well, a lot of things are fluid and through that can't get through.
That
can't. You see?
That can't get.
But they
that
are
can't
getting
get.
Through. So that.
But they
are getting through. But they are getting through. They can't get through, but they are getting through. Okay, so now here's the rub. So the aliens are very aware of this, and they take advantage of this. So now they can kind of move around with a little less incredulous reality.
So how many alien races are we talking about that are involved in these skirmishes?
Are you talking about like in Belmont State? How many races, what race did you have involved, my mind?
I'm talking about these skirmishes in D.C. Is it just one alien race or are there
involved? There's tons. There's tons. You're not even using the right word. They're not like a race. They're like, they are the, you know, it's not a race, but yeah, there's a lot of them. Mm-hmm.
A lot of them, okay. And they were they occupied? Some of these tunnel systems?
Yeah, they could move around in them, yep.
Okay. And have they been contained in these tunnel systems now that they're blocked off? Are they?
No. Mm-mm. That wasn't for them. That was for the Politburo.
Okay.
I mean, we have to be careful how we say this, but what you're calling your elected officials, they are on la-la land. That's about done.
Okay, so have they even been at the Capitol?
No.
Because it seems like the D.C. area has been vacant for quite a while. No cars and parking lots.
Yeah. It's kind of like Brooklyn. We're just going to wait and see what Bob wanted to do with it.
Okay. So,
the cicadas are coming back this year. Are you glad about that?
So, I was going to ask about the fall. I'm just wondering.
What about
if
the cicadas
anything
coming back?
The cicadas?
Uh-huh.
Does that have to do with the locusts?
It is. Uh-huh. Every 17 years, what's 2 17s? 34?
Yeah.
That gives you a little pattern? That gives you a little pattern?
Okay. So what's the significance of the cicadas coming back?
The pattern.
So the pattern of every 17 years, what's the significance of the pattern of every 17 years they come back?
Sugar, we did this. We did this already. They go in the ground for 17 years. It's that looping.
Yes.
Mecca. Well, no, not Mecca. Right. The Incas and the 2022, 24, 30, 18, 2011, 2099, whatever the fuck it was. The cycle, a 36,000-year cycle where they follow that pattern. So this is flow, pattern recognition in a flow. It's what Spiro Agnew was trying to teach you.
Okay, and you're bringing that up because?
It applies.
It applies in what way?
To the flow of the show so far.
Okay. So I wanted to ask.
No. We did not say that Spiro Agnew was an alien. We did not. But you also didn't ask. So, good for you.
Okay, so Spiro Agnew wasn't an alien.
We didn't say that. You didn't ask.
Was Spiro Agnew an alien?
Oh, we're not telling you now. You weren't that. You screwed that pooch.
Okay. Did Spiro Agnew come from aliens?
He did that, yeah. He did that. And that Nixon said that, too. Nixon acknowledged that as well, so.
Okay. All right, so I wanted to talk about, first of all, what bloodline did the Kasarians come from?
No comment.
Okay. I'm looking about the Khazars
out of southern Russia, see if they're involved in this. People are talking about in the chat line. Khazars, K-H-A-Z-A-R-S. See what Ian says about that in these factions.
So was one of the factions involved in these skirmishes the Khazars, Ian?
They were one of them, yes. Maybe a major part, but a minor player. See, they could get away with things. It's kind of like George Jefferson when he was on All in the Family. See, he was a star, but he wasn't on All in the Family. He was a little person. Then he became a big deal when he got his chain of dry cleaning stores. And him and Wheezy moved up to the Upper East Side.
Okay, so they're a major part.
Then they got their own show called The Jeffersons with the maid, that smart-ass maid, and his damn crazy mama. She was so aggravating.
So
she hated Wheezy. Yeah, she liked Jen too, though, so that's good. Y'all had something in common.
Okay, so the Khazars were involved in these skirmishes. They were a major part, but a minor player. So what major part did they play?
Then you hook up the lines and the spaces. That's how you do modulations between, say, F sharp and an A minor.
Okay.
See, F sharp is a key, and F and C minor is a chord.
Okay. So, what major part did the Khazars play in the skirmishes? Were they organizing it?
Don't say organizing it. Just say what did they do. They illustrated. They would start the small talk that would cause people talking that would make something normal.
Okay, so they were behind propaganda, or?
And they were trying to obfuscate the obvious, indeed.
Okay. So were they trying to divert attention away from the alien?
They did. They didn't try to. They did.
They did. Okay.
They're not going any further with that because you already got more information than you need to know. Your composition books are getting full. Go to something better.